I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Authorities in Pueblo are planning to go through brush areas of Fountain Creek this morning. The chieftain reports the goal is to locate homeless people living there and assess risks, including fire hazards. The paper reports the inspection comes after one in another section last month located 26 homeless campers. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's call to increase peak season entrance fees at 17 popular national parks appears to be an unpopular idea. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, the National Park Service is now rethinking the plan.
The public comment period for increasing entrance fees to as much as $70 was only 30 days long. That didn't stop people from contributing 109,000 comments. Richard Dolish with the National Recreation and Park Association says there's a reason the fee hike got a thumbs down.
A large fee increase, two or three times, onto individual users really hits families the most and the worst.
The Park Service is facing a $12 billion maintenance backlog, but Dolish says it should be up to Congress, not American families, to address the shortfall. But there is one kind of fee increase Dolish says he would support.
Fees on international visitors, because they're precisely the people who can afford to pay.
A statement from the Department of Interior said it changed the plan to reflect the public's suggestions, but the statement did not specify how. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen in Laramie.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.